Without proper workplace safeguards and adequate testing, many will be forced to choose between their safety and a paycheck. That's according to Tram Nguyen at New Virginia Majority.
They are literally putting their lives on the line to go back to work.
Nguyen says she's hearing a lot about the demands of business owners and customers who miss getting manicures.
That highlights to me this class divide.
A divide that's worsened, she says, when race and ethnicity are taken into consideration. Black and Latinx people are more likely to work low-wage jobs, according to data from Oxfam America. Often that means close contact with customers who may or may not take precautions like wearing a mask. Moreover, Nguyen says there are linguistic and cultural barriers preventing communities from getting potentially life-saving information or treatment. Dr. Michael Williams is director of UVA's Center for Health Policy. He acknowledges that Northam is under pressure to reopen, but Williams says the state isn't ready yet.
To be able to do it safely, I think additional things need to be in place that are not necessarily in place for all members of our society.
One of his primary concerns is housing. Communities of color are historically more likely to be forced into overcrowded quarters, says Williams, which makes it impossible to quarantine if a member of the household contracts the virus. For now, Williams says the quickest course of action is to increase testing capability. I'm Kat Maudlin-Jackson.